In John chapter 4 and verse 24, we read that God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, as we've seen in previous lessons, we understand that what that tells us is that we are to offer our worship to God according to the truth of his standard that he has set forth within his word. Jesus Christ, in praying to the Father concerning his disciples there in John chapter 17 and verse 17, said, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Therefore, it is to the word of God that we must always appeal as our sole standard of right and wrong when it comes to how it is that we are to worship our God, not just in attitude, but in action as well. What is it that we are to offer our God as worship can only be settled by what is found within the Word. It is by that, the Word of God, that we have the authority to worship our God correctly. Since we know that we must worship Him in truth, we know that we can only worship Him in those manners that He has set forth within that truth, His own holy Word. The authority that we have for God's worship is only to be found, therefore, within the Bible. And we must look for that authority in every aspect and every facet of our worship. If we do not have a thus saith the Lord telling us that we are to worship him in this way, then we have no right, no authority whatsoever, to offer some form of worship that we might see fit and expect our God to accept it as such. Of course, that brings us also to the concept of the law of exclusion. The law of exclusion can be seen quite clearly there in Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 and 2, as it is put into practice. Two sons of Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, priests of Israel, offered up to God strange fire in the worship, fire that was not committed by him, fire that was not provided from him, fire that they had absolutely no right to use in the worship of God. It seemed reasonable to them. It seemed like God ought to be able to accept any kind of fire, no matter the source that it might have come from. And yet, because these individuals, these two priests of Israel, fully qualified in every way, because they'd offered up a worship of God in strange fire, God destroyed them both. Fire came down from heaven and consumed them both, priests of Israel. And recognize this, there were only five priests at the time. 40% of the priesthood of God's chosen people were wiped out in just an instant because they failed to understand the law of exclusion. When our God has commanded something of us, we are to give him that and nothing else. When Noah was commanded there in Genesis chapter 5 and 6 and 7 to build an ark and to make of gopher wood, it had to be of gopher wood. It couldn't be of any other type. It couldn't be of any other substance. God commanded what he wanted and therefore had the responsibility to give that to him. Another example that we can cite is that of the Lord's Supper. God has told us what it is that he requires in the partaking of the communion. The unleavened bread, the unleavened fruit of the vine. We have no right to offer instead Big Macs and Pepsis. It is our responsibility to always give what God has required of us. And regarding the singing that God has required of us in our worship, we are to sing. We don't have any right to offer up something else instead. We don't have any right to offer up something in addition to the singing. That excludes any other possibilities of different types of music that might be entered into by the will and design of and desire of man. God has commanded that we are to sing, Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19, making melody in the heart, singing to our God, encouraging and exhorting one another as we worship him according to the truth, the standard, the authority of his holy word. I thank you for your time.